Blog Talk Radio.
No problem.
They have mouth, but they speak not.
Go ahead.
the seek the thing, seek the truth, seek you to thou first. But they walk not, neither speak they to their throat. Verse 8, come on. Verse 8, the man.
Verse 8.
that they that make them all like unto them, so is everyone that trusts in them.
Verse number 9, what did he say?
Verse 9.
O Israel.
Trust you in the Yahweh.
O Israel, trust you in Yahweh, right?
Right.
Go ahead.
He is thou help and thou shield.
So we trust in the full anime, right? We trust, put our trust in Yahweh. He is our help and our shield. But let's go to the book of St. John. Let me calm down on that. They still went on. They came to pass and they still on what happened.
And it come to pass as they still went on and taken
and talked.
And talked.
That what happened?
That behold, there appeared a chariot of fire.
And here a chariot of fire and what?
And horses of fire. And parted them both.
Asunder. And Elijah did what?
And Elijah went up by a whirlwind unto heaven.
So Elijah went up by a whirlwind, right, to heaven. Verse number 12, what did he say?
Verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
And Elisha saw it, and he said.
And he cried.
And Elisha saw it, and he cried.
What did he cry?
My father.
My father.
Then I behold
and And what?
Then I beheld and lo, a likeness as the appearance of five.
Hold on, hold on. Ezekiel said, then I beheld and lo, a likeness as the appearance of five. Go ahead.
From,
yep.
From the appearance of his loins, even downward five,
mm-hmm.
And from his even upward as the appearance of brightness as the cloud.
As a color?
As the color of amber.
What happened?
Verse 3,
mm-hmm.
And he put forth the form of...
And he put forth the form of a hand, and what did he do?
Of a hand, and took me by a lot of my hair, and...
By a lot of my hair.
Lot of my head, or hair?
Head.
Lot of my head,
mm-hmm.
And the Spirit lifted me up beneath.
Anybody know that equation? cubically.
Put up again your sword. my Father. And he said, present
me.
Presently give me more than 12 legions of ministers bearing.
Now, 12 legions of ministers bearing would be 72,000. What did that name look like? 72,000. Now, let's go to Ezekiel.
Call that person I gave you Matthew, so they call him Brandy.
That was Matthew chapter 26, the last verse.
Yeah, we call him
Brandy. That was verse 50.
Matthew's what?
Chapter 26, verse 50.
Mm-hmm. When y'all want to call him anyone?
Brandy.
Brandy. Hallelujah.
Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 9. Young man, Brother Micaiah, Israel, T. Roy, let's get at Ezekiel chapter 9. Let's keep it 1 through 6 and verse 9-11. So, Brother Father said, I can call down 12 legions of minister spirits.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's see what their capability when they have been given the order to do some business on the planet. What's their capability? Brother Micaiah, Israel. The book of Ezekiel 9, 1 through 6, verse
9-11,
what do you say?
The book of Ezekiel chapter 9, verses 1 through 6.
Yes, sir.
Verse 1 reads.
What
do you
read?
He cried out so in my ears.
Cried in my ears. Mm-hmm.
With a loud voice saying.
Then what?
Call them that have charge over the city.
Mm-hmm.
To draw near. Even every man with his destroying weapon in his hand.
Say every man with his destroying weapon in his hand. Go ahead.
Verse 2.
Yes, sir.
And behold. Six men came from the way of the higher gate.
So he said, how many?
Six men.
Only six showed up to get in this business, right? Mm-hmm. Now, Brother Sutter said, I could have called 72,000. Come on with it.
With lions towards the north.
Go ahead, read up.
Every man a slot of weapon in his hand.
They had what?
A slot of weapon in his hand.
They had a smattering weapon. That means they were coming for some blood, right? Come on, Arena.
And one man among them was clothed with linen.
Good.
With a writer's ink horn.
Which has the writer's ink horn.
By his side.
Go ahead, read up.
And they went in and stood beside the brazen altar.
Go ahead.
Three. And the honor of Yahweh Israel was gone up from the sheriff.
Go ahead.
Whereupon he was.
He said the honor of the Yahweh of Israel went up from the cherub, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if I can pull out a statement concerning that matter. Right quick, if I can run it down, Brother Titus, young lion from the tribe of
Judah.
Let's see if I can pull out a statement concerning that. Psalm 89, verse number 1. Because Psalm 89, verse number 1, what did he say?
Book of Psalms, chapter 99, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Yahweh reigns. Let the people tremble.
Mm-hmm.
He sits between the cherubs. Let the earth be moved.
Verse number 2, come up.
Verse 2 reads.
Mm-hmm.
Yahweh is great. And Yahweh.
Go ahead.
And he is high above all the people.
And he is high above all, right?
Verse
number 3, where he says.
Verse 3.
Yes, sir.
Let the praise your great and terrible name, for it is righteous.
Hallelujah. What? Let the praise your great and righteous name.
Call that verse out again.
Yahweh sitteth between the cherubim. Psalm chapter 8, Malik.
Call that verse out again.
That was Psalm
99,
verse
1 through 3. Psalm 99, 1 through 3. Let me just take a piece up in there.
Between the cherubs.
You know that?
Between the cherubs.
Yeah.
You are
come alone?
Even you, alone.
Man.
All the kingdoms of the earth.
All three, how many?
All.
Yeah.
On the earth.
Yeah.
You have made heaven and earth.
You know, they were.
Heaven and earth.
That's right.
Hallelujah. So the Yahweh is dwelling between the cherubim. It's the same one that made heaven and earth.
Hallelujah.
That's the rest of the stuff. I mean, let the thousands come on, right?
Yeah, come on.
Psalm 80, brother Makai, and brother C. Roy. Psalm 80, verse 1. Let's get one more. Then
we're going to
move on down the road on this thing.
Psalm 8,
verse number 1. What
do you think? Psalm 8, verse 1 reads.
What do you read?
Give ear, O shepherd of Israel.
Mm-hmm. Shepherd of Israel. Over that. I might as well just go take care of that.
That's right. Make it plain.
Shepherd of Israel. Mother E, that's right. Thank you. Shepherd of Israel. Book of St. John, chapter 10, Mother E. Israel. Let's begin at verse number 2. St. John, chapter 10, verse number 2. What did he say? St. John, chapter 10, verse 2. Mm-hmm. St. John, 10, verse 2. Let's see if we can get the chapter on the table here, Mother.
St. John, chapter 10, verse
2. Mm-hmm.
But he that entered in by the door
is
the shepherd of the sheep.
So he that entered by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. Verse number 7. What do you say?
Verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
And behold,
the man cloth with linen, which has the ink run by his side.
Yeah.
Report the matter.
Chapter 49, verse 8. Mm-hmm. It was Ezekiel. who saw the great vision,
mm-hmm.
which was sold him upon the chariot of the cherubim.
Of the cherubim, right? Oh boy. Let's see what you did with that right now. The cherub of the cherubim. We read that Yahweh the Son, he dwelled between the cherubim, right?
I got a precept on something.
All right, come on, brother. Pull me out.
I got a precept on them angels right now.
Pull me out. Come on,
man. But now something about the size of these angels.
All right,
get in. Let me get
whatever you're ready, bring it on up.
First Chronicles. We go to chapter 1. And we go pick it up at verse 1, Mother E. In fact, I'm gonna pull this out. We're gonna read verse 1. We're going to Chronicles. Yeah, we're going to First Chronicles chapter 21. Yeah. I'm going to pull this out, Mother Ann. In 1 Chronicles chapter 21, verse 1 reads, Satan stood up against Israel and provoked David to number Israel. In verse 2, and David said to Joab and to the rulers of the people, go number Israel from Beersheba even to Dan. Bring the number of them to me. Now they know it. Verse 3, and Joab answered, Yahweh may this people 100 times so many more as they be. But my Yahweh, the king, are they not all my Yahweh's servants? Why then do my Yahweh require this thing? Why will he be a cause to trespass in Israel?
What do you call David?
He calls David my Yahweh. We'll drop down to verse 7. And Yahweh was displeased with this thing, therefore he smote Israel. Verse 8, and David said unto Yahweh, I have sinned greatly, because I have done this thing. But now I beseech you, do away the sin of your servant, for I have done very foolishly. Dropping on down to verse 16. And David lift up his eyes. Now if I'm going to put 15 in. They say, Yahweh sent the angel unto Yahweh Judah to destroy it. And as he was destroying, Yahweh beheld. And he repented him of the evil. And said to the angel that destroyed, it is enough. Stay now your hand. And the angel of Yahweh stood by the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite.
Jebusite.
Verse 16. And David lift up his eyes and saw the angel of Yahweh stand between the earth and the heaven, having a drawn sword in his hand, stretched out over Yahdah Judah. And David and the elders of Israel, who were clothed in sackcloth, fell upon their faces.
Verse number 14. Brother Makai, go ahead and take care of that.
the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 21, verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
14 reads, so Yahweh sent pestilence upon Israel,
mm-hmm.
and there fell of Israel 70,000 men.
We had one minister spirit that took down how many?
70,000 men.
Well, you can say that's something. Let Isaiah do the talking here. Deuteronomy chapter 30.
Deuteronomy 30, verse number 1. Deuteronomy 30, verse number 1. 1 through 4, what do you think?
Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verses 1 through 4.
Yes, sir.
Verse 1,
read. What do you
read? And it shall come to pass, when all these things are come upon you, the blessing and the curse.
Go through the blessing, and we almost at the end of these curses, y'all. Yeah. Tell us what's going on.
Which I have said before you.
Mm-hmm.
And you should call them to mind among all the nations.
Yeah, we remember all that good stuff you did for us, Yahweh. We remember all that evil that came upon us, too.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and read that one.
Brother Yahweh, your Yahweh has driven you.
So Yahweh, go over into the four winds of the heavens. Right? Verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say?
Verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
And shall return to Yahweh, your Yahweh.
So we got to repent, Israel. We got to return to Yahweh. Go ahead.
And shall obey his voice.
Not only return. Not only return, we got to become obedient.
Mm-hmm.
His voice. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. According to all that I commanded you this day.
Go ahead, read on.
You and your children with all your mind and with all your soul.
All your mind and all your strength. Verse number 3, what do you say?
Verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Yahweh, your Yahweh, will turn your captivity.
Go ahead.
And have compassion upon you.
Mm-hmm.
And will return and gather you from all nations.
Go ahead.
Brother Yahweh, your Yahweh has scattered you.
Verse number 4, come on.
Verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
If any of you be driven out unto the outer, the outmost parts of earth, from there will Yahweh, your Yahweh, gather you.
Good.
And from there will we fetch you.
Now, I got to put this one in the mix, Brother Micaiah. Read verse number 7, what did he say?
Verse 7.
Israel, we should be happy behind this one. Verse 7, what did he say?
Verse 7. And Yahweh, your Yahweh, you will protect all these curses. Upon your enemies and on them that hate you, which persecuted you.
So, in the book of Wisdom of Solomon, let me see if I can pull out that statement. Wisdom of Solomon 18, verse 7, what do you think? We got to get happy behind a statement like that, right?
Hallelujah.
Wisdom of Solomon 18, verse 7, what do you say, mother?
What do you say?
18, verse 7, what do you say?
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter
18,
verse
7. Yes, ma'am.
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter
18,
verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
So are the people.
Yes, sir.
Fire in hell.
Fire in hell and fatness.
Itself.
Go ahead.
Suffer
for you.
You know something for you.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Well, 58.
Yes, sir. Put your, yes, I'm going to sit this up.
Can you tell me read?
What's your room?
He didn't answer me. Yes.
But he didn't answer me. He knew.
And said,
well, say,
this is the condition of the Bible.
So, the condition of the Bible to get into the kingdom, you must keep what Yahweh God written. That is the condition of the Bible. There ain't no other way around it. If you ain't got the condition of the Bible as the Bible was written, the man gonna burn you in the fire. This is my call. This is my own covenant. When brother Tom, you know, the knock out door from the top of it.
This is Paul chapter 44, verse 1.
What's the matter?
And I looked and saw the heavens move like a tree shaken by the wind.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly, moreover, they threw themselves on their faces in the sight of the throne.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw 24 elders. 24,000 adored Yahweh.
And 24,000 abound to move in the room.
And I saw an altar.
Yes.
And veil and throne. And all were rejoicing.
Everybody was rejoicing. Everybody was happy.
And the smoke of the good altar.
Good altar.
Laid near the altar.
Mm-hmm.
Of the throne of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard a voice of one saying.
What did the voice say?
For the sake of what do ye our ministry of spirit and minister into thee? And they cried out saying.
Mm-hmm. He said now, what's on y'all, man? They got really big old mouth going on. What you want to be done for you, glory to you.
We intercede, said that many kindness to the human race.
So we are already intercede for the race. We've done our part. We'll put these things in the limit. It's over now. Glory to you for you.
And after these things, I saw the son of Yahuwah descend
upon me. And after all this good talk, here comes the son of Yahuwah the Father.
And then Mitri was on his head.
And he had a Mitri on his head. So he not only had Mitri on his head, he gave you a shadow in the ninth chapter of Mordecai. He gave you a shadow of what he worked with in the ninth chapter of Matthew. What he worked with to make a ring, he gave you a shadow. We're going to the ninth chapter of Matthew to see what kind of shadow they were giving him and how he will look. And he won't change. So you change. In the ninth chapter, he left a shadow to make a ring. In the ninth chapter, around about verse number, he was verse number 18. Then verse 22. Listen to it.
Book of Matthew chapter 9, verse 18 down to verse 22.
You're very old, verse 18, right?
Very old. While he spake these words unto them,
what?
Behold, there came a certain ruler and worshipped him, saying, my daughter is even now dead,
yes.
But come and lay your hand upon her.
Yes, if you're a fit man, come lay your hand on your daughter, a fit man, darling.
And she shall live.
And she shall live.
Verse 19.
Yes.
And likewise, son of ours.
Yes.
And followed him.
Mm-hmm.
And so did his followers.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 20. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years
mm-hmm.
came behind him and touched the hem of his garment.
And just for him?
The hem of his garment.
Look at that Bible dictionary, a compact Bible dictionary, Paul told us. So when we get married here, I'm going to put my sister in the room. I know what women are supposed to work. What do that word mean? So when you think what I'm going to put this word in there, and when I'm school, then put out your book. Then put out the compact down the dictionary and tell us what.
There's a
set of our
compact Bible dictionary, page 224.
224.
Okay, him of
the garment. Him of the garment.
Fringes.
Fringes. So she touched what? What did she touch?
Fringes.
She touched his fringes. So there it is. My father found those fringes. So what is your problem? You come in with those fringes. On the right side of the book, she said, if I can touch his fringes. What happened next door? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
back in 2 Corinthians.
Okay, verse 21.
Amen.
But she said within herself,
if I may
but touch his garment,
if I may just touch his garment, I'm telling you, man,
I shall be healed.
I shall be healed. Verse
2. But Yahweh's son turned him about.
He turned to him.
And when he saw her,
he
said, daughter, be of good
comfort.
Your faith has made you whole.
So you believe in my word, and made you whole. You are identified with one that got the blessing. Look, you one that got the blessing now.
Praise.
Praise. Not the gay cleansing in James chapter 3. Back to Brother Travis, the business part of the book.
He did it, and
send
him go to a place of
punishment. So he came down from the third heaven. And he sent him that was punished. What?
And punishment.
And punishment. So that place of punishment is not up in the way. It's right here on this green earth.
That's right.
It's above. You have a liquefied, really a million in the earth. Going to be tormented in that, he'll be tormented right on his earth. Because he's going to walk out the temple in 6:24 and see those that are transgressed against me. When one of them is here, amen. You're going to give me fire on earth. Amen.
Exclaim with all one voice saying, have pity.
He said that, now don't suppose that do not want to be the way Yahweh got written on that every Sabbath day in 24 on it. We want to kill him on the Sabbath day. That's the Lord talking right here. Hey, Yahweh the Son, I be proud to see you. Have pity on us.
You are he who saw the question
fall. Your Lewison came back in, huh? You are here to learn to put the best in the world, by the way.
It don't hurt. It don't
suck. Mm-hmm.
Likewise, have pity.
Have pity.
But since we have seen you, we have refreshed
you. Oh, since we have seen you, because he told the real fire, just hold up a minute. Let me hear what they got going on. So the fire had to stop what they were doing. And they were doing real good. So the fire was automatically stopped. And that's why I talked to him.
And the voice went out from the son of Yahweh. All the punishment saying.
It went out from the son of what?
Throughout all the punishment.
All the punishment had to hold up. Hey, punishment, hold up for a minute. Really?
Say it.
What?
And what work have you done?
He said, what? What?
And what work have you done?
What? What have you done?
That you demand refreshing from me.
So what work have you done that you demand refreshing from me? You demand from me.
My
blood
was poured out for your
sake. My blood was poured
out. And not even so.
Yes.
Did you
repent? You won't repent.
For your sake.
My blood
was poured out of thorns on my head.
Since I've done my part, since I let them cut the bears off me, if Dr. A. Tane didn't want to do to me, I'd let him do that. But the veins like going on right now, all of them are set up. All of them are set up, bang, bang, bang.
When you, I received buckets,
and
not even
did you
walk. I
walked.
You
acted some walk.
When hanging on the tree.
When I was hanging on the tree, bang, bang. They
gave me vinegar.
They gave me what? The feeling to me like where I expect they will do you right.
Mixed with God, with spirit, they open my right side.
Yeah.
For my name's sake.
For my name's sake.
It blew my fear.
So what did
it do? It blew my fear.
And not only that, they not only flew the
fear.
What else they do? They would bring money. Hey, Marie, what else they do? Hey, grandson, get a book. Don't come out and sit down. Get some books, grandson. You know you want to get in there and hold that microphone. Now, what if you feel my seals, right?
Yes, sir.
Wait a minute. I have a precept that we got away from that. Yeah, it got away from me. All right, it got away from me, and I'm left with that now. Y'all brought give it to me and took it out of my mind. No. A precept got away from me just that fast. Go back and read back up a little bit and read that again. Back up just a little bit. And I'll do that, brother.
Drawn knife.
I just came with you. Make the phone call over on the field and talk about it. That's how they roll. Not by looking at your kind of points on you. Back to our time, man.
And all these things, I gave you a place of repentance.
He said, I gave you a chance to repent. Now, I'm not going to now, maybe. Give me Acts 3:19. Let me hear you how I'm in mind upon 3:19. Acts 3:19. Let's see what I'm doing with my old grandson, what I'm working with. Acts chapter 3, verse 19. I gave you room to repent. What does it say? Acts 3:19. Make it raise from the chest that grandson. Make it proud of your grandson. Raise from the chest. 3:19. Let me hear you suck it in from the chest and blowing it out.
Acts 3:19.
Yes, sir.
Repent, ye therefore, and be converted.
Converted.
That your sins may be blotted out.
That your sins not be blotted out.
When the times of refreshing
come. Oh, we're in the times of refreshing right now. So he's telling you, get your act together before grief come upon you. Very, very bad time.
When the times of refreshing shall come.
It's going to be a time of refreshment when it comes.
From the presence of Yahweh.
From the presence of Yahweh. My name is Ben, grandson.
Acts 3:19. Repent ye therefore and be converted that your sins may be blotted out of
your mouth. See, if you repent now, I don't care how low down and wicked you are for the man to catch it out. You'll do what, grandson? You'll blot out your sins. If you repent before you set your sin down and move.
When the time of refreshing shall come for you.
When the time, and we were reading about the time of refreshing, with man, and Christ, then
shall come from the presence of Yahweh.
Come back, Brother Thomas. The ground front of you, you ain't got to hang with you and hold that Bible alone. Now look at it. You ain't got to hang with it already. Stop changing it in the Sabbath day.
All right,
and he said, once you get up, going to do nothing that ever been taught about worse than your lips. So when on the right side, you're going to see the Lord of awakening from Psalms 81, 1 through 14, as we're not going to read.
And at that time, now people shall be delivered.
That's when you're going to be delivered. So don't look to be delivered until Michael grew up. So you keep on watching that one-eyed thing. You ain't going to be delivered by that one-eyed thing. You're always going to be delivered when you get that grandson,
Michael.
When Michael, my art, minister, spirit, the hand of him, that's when that people going to be delivered him.
Everyone that shall be found written in the book.
Everyone that will be found, what kind of way?
Written in the book.
Well, wait a minute now, written in the book. And that's what they talk. Now, from Micaiah 3, from Malachi 3:16-18, basically you get all about the Lord God Jesus Christ. And you read the book. He's all going to be living the Lord that's written in the book.
Yeah.
Let's find out about the book he got. But we're going to look back at that passage in the book of Malachi 3:16-18. What it says about Malachi 1:1.
Go to Malachi 3:16-18.
Increase and learn.
You increase and learn.
Verse 10.
Listen.
The
Daniel 9, verse 22. And he informed me and talked with me and said,
"Oh,
Daniel, I am now come forth to give these ears and understanding."
So when you be driven by the 6th Anointed Captain, you are bump shoulders, when you leave here, what would you have here?
These ears and understanding.
Your faith will shine and will be able to rise look to you. Because you have what again, Grandson?
Skills and understanding.
Ears and understanding. So we know when you're in, you'll be all over the place. With involved with it. Can't find this, can't trip up. The right way is putting a fix on you. Come on back, y'all.
All right, back to the vision of Paul, chapter 44. Verse 44.
Yes.
For in the world is offered oblation.
Yes.
And for the sake of your son.
Go
ahead. Because my precepts are in
them. Oh, you got to have one.
Precept.
You got to have precept. The only way you understand the Bible, you must precept the Bible.
Yeah.
We ain't going in 28 verse 10, but you must precept the Bible. Okay. And we ask you to precept it like putting a fist on you. Yeah. Or pulling your pants down in the middle of the subway. Yeah. Eyes get big like you see a lion coming, you know?
And more. For the sake of my own kindness, on the day of which I rose from the dead, I give to you all who are in punishment.
Okay, all of you just in punishment.
A night and a day of refreshment.
I'm going to give you one night and one day for refreshment, and that will last you how long?
Forever.
That's it. Now, I'm going to give you, see, let you know. If you die this day night, he's going to give you one day, one night of refreshment. Get out of that, the business spirit, the teeth sticking out, and get put back on you again. For him.
And they all cried out and said,
what they say?
We bless you, son of Yahweh.
And we bless you, son of Yahweh.
That you have given us a night and a day of respite.
Refreshment.
Of refreshment.
Well,
what's better to us is the refreshment of one day all the time of our life.
We'll set the one day. Go ahead.
Which were on earth. And if we have plainly known.
Wait a minute. Listen to the man's dream. All the ones that are cameo, never on no fringes. Never kept the Sabbath of the remaining diary. Never paid no tithes, bring it off, and they can put the money in the door and drop some chump change in the box. All of them drop chump change in the box. You got to check that in your pocket. That ain't going to put up no business. Never run around business. Matter of fact, they ain't going to put up a popsicle business.
And if we have plainly known that this was intended for those who see.
Oh, if we have plainly known, if we just really knew that plainly that what we were doing going to get us down in the bottom of the lake of fire,
we would have work, no other work.
But we would have been nowhere been backed by a care bearer. We would not have been backed by you. We've been the first one in the last one to leave, wouldn't
we? We would have done no business. We would have done no sin. What need have we for pride?
We would chuck that pride and do it as far as we can get it. Lord, he saw who up that pride.
But here, our pride is crushed.
Oh, you mean it will come and go. And the pride, all them puffed up, puffed daddy and puffed mama, y'all want to do what? Do what? Fill him up, fill him. We're going to crush you. You hear that, grandson? All in puffed up spirit, one day, they will be what?
Which ascended from our mouth.
Yeah.
Against our name.
You see that? You've been talking on walls. All that will come back on you in time to come. Yeah. Now, who was reading that, come on, give me that way, you're getting out the way now. Give me that Malachi 3:16, I'm on verse 18. Come on, guys, honey. I'm pulling for you. I'm going to turn it back over to the narrow lines. Let's see what we read in Malachi. Verse 16, 9, and verse 18. That's good enough, y'all. Watch out. Malachi, chapter 3, 16 through 18. What does it say, grandson? Look at it, grandson. He's like, he turned it off. 18 wheeler in a sidewalk box, trying to get it to turn.
Mother D. The mark of Yahweh's son on him. So
So when he's talking about this mark, he's like, hey, listen, with all these ones, don't touch these ones, you big old ministers, you be like, dying. He said, don't touch them because those ones got that mark on them. What do you call that mark, the mother? They got the mark of Yahweh, the son. You see that? We see what's going on here.
Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
They got the mark of Yahweh, the son.
Yeah, mark of Yahweh, son.
Okay, so what he had to say over in the
Brother
Titus, I
got something.
He said,
I got something.
What you got over there, Brother
Titus? What you got there, Brother Titus?
Go to the book Isaiah, see
it, chapter 8. All
right. Yeah. Verse 16. Okay. There you go. It's going to be all right. It's all the wrong now. Grandson might get the baby out with it.
Isaiah chapter 8, verse 16.
Isaiah chapter 8, verse 16.
Yeah,
that's a young man. He's keeping up.
That's right.
You look at the young man, right?
That's right.
You like the young man.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Yeah, we're going to go to Isaiah chapter 8, verse 16. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Coming on back, Grandson.
Right
on in. Hallelujah.
Raise your voice up like a chalk.
Mm-hmm. We're going to do a little, we're going to put chairs on Grandson and go find back and forth.
That's
First John chapter 5. Verse 1. Chapter 1, verse 5. Verse 1 is the message which we have heard of him. And the glory to you that wherefore is the light.
Yahweh is the light, man.
And in him there's no darkness at all.
And in him is no darkness.
Verse 6. If we say that we have fellowship with him.
If we say we got fellowship with him.
And walk in darkness.
And you walk in darkness.
We lie.
We do what?
We lie.
Oh, well, I'm still in y'all, so I'm not so. I ain't got to report that you may have wanted to take them on the camera. I'll tell you, walk in this life.
Mm-hmm.
Who's only who, brother?
Verse 6. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness,
we
lie and do not the truth.
And we do not the truth,
really. Verse 7. But if you walk in the light,
but if you walk in some light, which is Yahweh,
as he is the light.
As Yahweh is the light, come on.
We have fellowship one with another.
And then we have fellowship one with another, really?
In the blood of Yahweh the Son, cleanses us from our sins.
Then you are under the blood of Yahweh the Son. You're not under the blood of Yahweh. Keep in front of when purple Lord God and Jesus, you're not up on the blood of Yahweh the Son.
Mm-hmm.
Because they marked Yahweh 19 verse 5, they ain't going to read it. Then John, they put a purple robe on him.
Mm-hmm.
It's to mark him.
Mark.
Read
it.
What?
But we say that we have no sin.
But who we said we ain't got no sin?
We deceive ourselves.
Oh, we're going to see who?
Ourselves.
No, when you deceive yourself.
And the truth is not in us.
And the truth is not in us. Back to the online guy.
That's right. Now, we go, we get another precept on that life. Hey, young man, we want to, baby young man.
Baby young
man. Let me get a, give me John. Give me St. John. St. John. The other one, John 1, 2, 3, John. We're going to St. John. And we're going to go to chapter 8 and give me verse 12. In chapter 8, now in chapter 8 somewhere up in there, and give me verse 12. We might get a little proof up on this life. You know, when you read it all, I want you to pull out that, pull that out for me.
St. John, chapter 8, verse 12. Man spake. Yahweh the Son again unto them saying.
So who's going to speak?
Yahweh the Son.
We got Yahweh the Son doing the speaking, right? What did he say Yahweh the Son had to say to him?
I am the light of the world.
I am the light of the world.
He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
Mm-hmm. So, you're not walking in no darkness. What's that darkness that we can read? Over that, let me check it out in that book of Acts. No, it is. We'll go to Acts. Let me check it over at 26 and pick it up in verse. Matter of fact, go to Acts. I'm in the wrong. Not Acts 26, Mark. Give me Acts. Give me chapter. Just 18:26. Thanks, Brother Tony. Is it 6:18?
26:18.
Oh, I was in the right spot. Okay, 26:18. Acts 26, verse 18.
Acts 26, verse 18.
Yeah, from that dark.
To open the eyes and to turn them from darkness to light.
To turn them from darkness, to open the eyes and turn them from darkness into life. Uh-huh.
And from the power of Satan,
mm-hmm,
unto Yahweh, that they may receive forgiveness of sin.
Mm-hmm.
And the inheritance among them which are sanctified by the covenant that is in me.
Mm-hmm. So this darkness that we got to get away from is Satan and devil himself.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we can't get caught up in. Get caught up in Satan and devil's game. We'll go back over to that, we'll get another precept on that light. Let's get the page. We'll slide out over to the sun. And we're going to roll over to, matter of fact, read over to Proverbs, Mother Z. Give me Proverbs chapter 6, verse 24. I get one more read on this light. Mm-hmm. 6 verse 23.
Mm-hmm. He that follow me shall not not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
And that was a good time, Lord, if we just let them know that if you walk, he said, yet a little bow with the light with you. He said, he the light of the world. He said, let you know that a little while he with you. He said, walk while you have the light. And we just come to find out while you had a light, that's the Torah instruction. He's telling us to walk in the Torah instruction while you have it. Who's holding something for me? Nobody, right? All right, Mother D.F. Israel, going back to this mark. Let's go to Revelation chapter 9. We're going to pick it up in verse 12 and verse 13. Yes, ma'am, in the back of the book. We're going to bring teacher Brother Titus on here. We're going to grow it out with. Oh, yeah, that one, yeah, I'm on for it, brother. Oh, yeah, Brother Titus, bring that on in.
John chapter 3, verse 19. And this is the
Yeah, we go to chapter 3.
Revelation chapter 13, give me verse 15 and verse 16. Yahawashiah, and all the other names they use on his son. But what he say to over there in Ecclesiastes, we're going back over there again, Mother, about this beast again. And Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 18. Bring that back in one more time from the Mother, King of Israel, see you rule. Tribe of Yahshua Jew. What are we going with over there?
Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 18.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saving my mind.
What do you say?
Concerning the state.
This is the state of what?
Of the sons of men.
Mm-hmm. The sons of men.
That Yahweh might manifest them.
Mm-hmm.
And that they might see that they themselves are
beasts. So this man, this beast is a man. He said, hey, they're going to see that themselves are the beast. So we're going to find out that the man is the beast. That have a mark as well that's different from the mark of Yahweh. Totally different. You know, his mark will cause you can't get no food, can't buy nothing unless you got the mark. All these little different marks. This thing you got to be on one accord with them. So, but what's your mark, Israel? What's your mark of Yahweh? When you say over there in Genesis chapter 2, read verse 1, 2, and 3, Mother Eve. And then Mother Z, Exodus chapter 20, and give me verse 8. We're going to start from there, verse 8.
Hallelujah.
Man, we're gonna find out what's the mark of Yahweh. We're gonna get found out what's
the mark of Yahweh.
Genesis chapter 2, verse 1. Thus the heaven and the earth were finished,
mm-hmm.
and all the host of them.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 2. And on the seventh day,
Yahweh
ended his work which he had made.
The seventh day, Yahweh ended his work which he had made.
And he rested on the seventh day.
And he rested on the seventh day. So we got a 7-day rest on the day.
All his work which he had made.
All his work which he had made.
Verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahweh blessed the seventh day.
What day is the blessed day, Mother?
The seventh day.
And what does he do after he blessed the seventh day?
And sanctified.
And he sanctified the seventh day.
Because that in it. He had rested from all his work which Yahweh created and made.
Mm-hmm. So in it, he rested from all his work which he has made. And gotta keep something in mind. I know today's time, things different. You're looking for hey, 7 days we do everything on the Sunday. That's our time to get busy. Yeah, but that's your time, though. But Yahweh's Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. But young man, let me get, I'm talking about the baby young man right now. Grandson young man. We want to bring me that Hebrew chapter 13 and give me verse 8. And then Mother Z, you give me that Malachi 3:6, way in the world.
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8.
Yeah, we want Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Mother Z, you gonna give me that Malachi 3:6. Mother D of Israel, give me Titus 1:2.
Yahweh was saying the same yesterday and today and forever.
So young man, he the same.
Say what? He was saying yesterday.
Hold on. Yesterday, you were living yesterday, and you were living for the other day. Let me ask you a question. Was Yahweh saying yesterday
when you
just lived? Yes. Okay. And what did he say after that? Put the line all the way back up from the beginning.
Yahweh was still the same yesterday.
He was the same yesterday when you were living.
Until.
You're living today, right?
Until.
And after that, he ain't going to be the same. So we want to make sure that we clarify that the man that's doing the talking, that said his seventh day is on the, his rest day is on the seventh day. That means he's the same when he made way that weight down when he said that. And yesterday, he's the same today, he's going to be the same way tomorrow, he's being the number. What you say that we can read over in Malachi chapter 3, verse 6? Let's get a witness.
Malachi chapter 3, verse 6.
For I am the Yahweh, I change not. You don't change, you say I'm Yahweh. What do you say he don't do what?
He said he changed not.
And y'all think he's playing? Continue to read. We're gonna find out he ain't playing. What do you come finish reading?
Thou go, ye sons of Jacob,
mm-hmm.
Not
consumed. So you sons of Israel, you're not consumed, and y'all gotta let you know, I change not. I change not, you sons of Israel. What you reading over there, Mother D.F. Israel? Why we get ready to get that numbers ready over there, Mother D.F. Give me that number 23 to pick it up at verse 19 after Mother D.F. Israel. Yes, ma'am. Verse 1 and 2. Chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. What is it?
Matter of fact, let's start. You bring me Luke chapter 19, verse 21, and
and young lad will come in behind you. Matthew, yeah. Young lad, let me know that Matthew, chapter 25, give me verse 24. Yeah, Luke, give me that Luke. Brother Titus, Israel, seen Lord, tribe of Yathar, Jonah. We want to find out what type of man it is that say, hey, listen, I don't do no lying. And I'm the same yesterday and I'm the same today.
Luke chapter 19, verse 21 reads.
This is good. This is that. We want to find out what type of man this is that we are dealing with that say, I don't change and I don't do no lying like you mere men.
Luke chapter 19, verse 21 reads.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I fear you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are an austere man.
What type of man?
An austere man. You take it up.
You take it up.
That you lay it not down.
You take it up that you lay it not down.
You reason that you did it not so.
Now, what you reading over there, young man? We can get you some of that tea too in a little while. Get you going. Yeah, you're part of the crew right here.
Yeah.
It's a tea.
That's
right.
Going over time.
Matthew chapter 25, verse 24.
Matthew chapter 25, verse 24. There he which had received that one talent came and said.
Now, remember, this one that received that one talent came and said, so he knew something. Now, what did he know? Then he made him say this. Go and read.
Came and said,
Yahweh.
I knew thee and thou art a hard man.
Now I knew you, Yahweh. You a hard man. What's that word I fear means again? Say that again. Young lad, what's that word I fear means again? Read that verse again. I knew thee what?
I knew thee that thou art a hard man.
So stop right there. He said, I knew thee, thou art a hard man. So we have that word right here in Luke, your 19:21. Now, the fear word meant hard man. So you got hard man here for Matthew chapter 25, verse 24.
Right.
And then you got that. That's when you precept that to your hard spirit man. And that's when you go to your Luke 19:21.
All feminine.
Hallelujah, bro. And now, a hard man. Let me say a hard man. Pick that up when you left off that young line. That hard man.
Weeping will thou have not my soul. Gathering will thou not my soul.
You're a hard man. I know how you come. I know how you get down. And seeing from young boy, I know you a hard man. That don't lie.
Put that microphone down a little lower there, young man.
Hallelujah, boy. So we're going to do this. What was that? We were talking about this Mark, right? We left off at Matthew, right? Wait, what you got for me, Brother Todd?
Jude chapter 1, verse 19. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter.
That's what you want? Oh, that's Jude chapter 1, verse 19.
I'm trying to.
Jude
chapter 1, verse 19.
Yeah,
what? Thou be they who separate themselves.
Can we get that one?
And he said, let them Torah instructions be in your mouth.
But with the
came out of Egypt, right? That old house of bondage, right? He came out of that with Yahweh's strong hand, all right? But he didn't just tell us, he said, this is for a sign for you. And let's find out something about this sign, because remember, we want to know what's our mark of Yahweh. We want to make sure that we know what belongs to us that's going to get us in the kingdom of heaven. Remember, you guys are reading. You're going to think that after you die, there's nothing else that we have to ask them for. We want to make sure our answers be answered right. Verse 9 just says something about a sign, right? Let's go to Exodus. Brother Titus.
Yes,
sir. Help me out of the book of Exodus. We're going to read chapter 31. We're going to read verse 1 and begin. Drop down to verse 12, down to 17. We're going to get understanding about what our sign. Our sign, our mark. Our mark to Yahweh.
Verse
14. You should keep the Sabbath, therefore.
Mm-hmm.
And it's righteous unto you.
But this Sabbath day is righteous unto us. This is not righteous.
Everyone that defiles should surely be put to death.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah, chapter 58,
We're going to swing over to verse 13 and verse 14. But I will run take a look at something else because this is not from a young man, young man. Look at Isaiah first. Maybe you don't know we're in Isaiah, and we're going to say 58 to 13 to 14. When you get that, go on in that land, in that mic, get that land, where come on now, young man.
Isaiah chapter 58, verse 13 through 14.
That's right.
If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure.
Who pleasure?
Thy pleasure.
Your pleasure. You turn your foot from the Sabbath from doing your own pleasure. What is it?
On my righteous day.
On what type of day is it?
On my righteous day.
And who did they give it to, young man? Who he gave this day to?
The children of Israel.
Continue reading.
And call the Sabbath a delight.
What you gotta call it?
A delight.
Oh, so you think we're walking around here. Brown world, not full of joy, not doing, you mean doing your own will, but there's no delight doing your own will. That's why I got a place for you there, though. We just found out about that mark. We get two marks on the door. Which mark you under? That's what we're trying to get down to the nitty gritty.
See you
next.
Revelation chapter 9.
You want that mark. That's mark. You want that mark again? You want to read that mark again? Let's see that mark again, Brother Titus, real quick. Hold the spot, young lad. Don't move that spot. We're going to finish that out. We'll knock that idea out. But right down, we're going back over there to the Revelation chapter 9. And what was that, 14 down to 16? Brother Titus? Yeah, help me out here. We'll swing over there real fast. We're going to pop that one more time in a minute. Mr. Mark, you don't want it.
Revelation chapter 9, verse 14 to 16.
Yeah.
Revelation chapter 9, verse 14. There for the sixth angel, which have the trumpet, loose before angels, which are bound as the great river Euphrates. You want to come up a little earlier.
The key of the bottomless pit.
Now this star is Paul. Who is this star?